But let's get going with our news hour and cover off on the story regarding Bonneville down in Melbourne. And Terry Bailey is the chief steward for Racing Victoria. Morning to you, Terry.
Morning, Andrew.
Always something going on at Spring Carnival time, Terry.
That's it. That's it. Haven't let us down thus far.
No, there's always something along the road. Can you tell us and explain to our listeners what your leading vet is spotting with Bonneville?
Yeah, look, Dr. Grace Forbes had a look at Bonneville yesterday afternoon. It was stabled at Flemington, so it was convenient to go down and check the progress after last Saturday. The vets last Saturday deemed it to be a rating of two out of five lameness in the right four. She's had some treatment, had some help since then, and the vets, Grace says yesterday that the horse is still one out of five, so they're going to have another look at her this afternoon.
Okay, and what describe again, what does one out of five mean? That it's the slightest of lameness?
Yeah, obviously it's a rating the vets use, as we use in everyday life. What would you give something out of 10? Well, yep. They work off a system of five, and obviously it's the bottom end, but at the end of the day, it's the welfare of the horse and the people putting their hard earned on that we get paid to protect.
Understand. So the process yesterday when Dr. Forbes went there was that she gets brought out of a stable and then trots in front of the vet?
That's correct.
Okay. And does the horse limber up before the inspection actually takes place?
Oh, look at it. They would have a walk, but yeah. It's, you know, we certainly appreciate that sometimes horses straight out of a box might take a little bit of time to free up, and you know, the vets obviously deal with this every day, and they're mindful of all that. And it's just at the moment we've got differing views, and as I said, hopefully we'll get a better picture this afternoon.
Understand. And we're about to talk to Murray. He's not online yet, but I just say you mentioned there that that she's been helped since last Saturday, so there's been some work done there on the right four.
She's received a little bit of treatment, yeah, which is not unusual for horses after a race, just to help them get over the run. And, yeah, so we just want to be sure towards the end of this week that she's okay without any assistance.
Okay. Any other horses that you're looking at relevant to the Caulfield Cup?
No, we've got a clean bill of health thus far.
Okay. And is this a race that you do inspect, like all of them?
No, we only do the Melbourne Cup, Andrew, because there's no emergencies, and we do the Blue Diamond because they're young horses heading into big prize money as well. We'd like to think that trainers with runners in Caulfield Cup, like any other race, like Maui today, that they're presented suitable to race.
Understand. And so you go back this afternoon, I guess the same Dr. Grace Forbes, she'll go back today and have another look. But I guess ultimate decision is until 7:30 Saturday morning?
Yeah, that'd be worst case scenario. We've got time to prove a fitness up until match day.
Yeah, understand. All right, good on you, Terry. We'll stay in contact and see what evolves over the next couple of days.
No problems, Andrew.
Thanks, Terry. Terry Bailey, Chief Steward for Racing Victoria.